This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit, Union Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Travis Rowland. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing good.
Can't complain. Glad to be here again. Victory Tuesday. So excited about it.
Victory Tuesday. I love it. So thanks for giving me a couple of minutes of your time this morning. So here we are heading into week four. Your Wildcats are 3-0, a 32-13 win in a game against a tough opponent last week, the West Broward Bobcats. Just tell us your kind of general takeaways from that contest.
Well, hearing you say week four sounds absolutely insane.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
We're almost at a halfway point, or if you look at it, we're a third of the way done with the regular season. But no, I mean, we're sitting here very happy about how we played. I think, you know, we went into the game saying, okay, they played the number 13 team in the country the week before us.
Out of Utah?
Out of Utah, who's the defending state champ. And they lost that game 38-17. And we're like, okay, it was only 17-0 at half, and that was because the team scored a late field goal to make it 17-0 as time expired. So we're like, okay, this is a good football team. Like, they just played a team like that tooth and nail for an entire – it was a four-quarter game.
Under the lights,
and
too,
so,
yeah.
Right, and so for us, we're like, well, this was let us know, you know, kind of where we really stand, if we think we're going to contend for a region title or not. You know, when we play a team that's this big, and they were even bigger in person, especially their offensive line. Ooh. So we knew about the skilled kids and how insanely athletic and fast they were, but their offensive line was massive. So felt like we played a solid game. You know, I was proud of the offense for finding multiple ways to score points.
Right.
Be it running back run, quarterback run, short pass, deep pass. I feel like we were able to see a plethora of things and be able to actually put drives together, you know, and have a negative play happen to us and then be able to come back and have a positive play happen. So proud of that. And then obviously defensively, you want to stop the run.
Absolutely.
You know, when you get into the playoff situations, you know, region play and that kind of deal in 6A, you got to be able to stop the run. And for us to hold a team like that to negative four rushing yards, I mean, that was phenomenal for us and gave me the must-pass situations.
Yeah, so you kind of touched on this, but you know, those of us that kind of follow high school football closely, and certainly those who have been listening to you the last couple of weeks, we knew that this wasn't the same West Broward team this past Friday compared to last year. Were you pleased with your team's focus heading into the contest Friday?
Yeah, I think we do a good job of making sure our kids know what's in front of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you never want you use the coach speak and say opponent X. It doesn't matter. You do want to worry about you, but at the same time, you have to make sure they understand, like, guys, this is not the opponent from last year.
Yes.
Like, and the kids aren't dumb. You know, social media is there. So our kids had seen some of the pregame hype stuff they had with the Utah team. So our kids were kind of amped up for the possible, you know, trash talk pregame, that kind of deal. So I think their attention was already had. But I also think, you know, when you look at film, you can tell if a team's capable.
Sure.
And you could tell the running back was capable. All the receivers were capable. Their offensive line was capable because corner had some kids that were 6'4", 6'5", on the defensive line, and they looked regular height. So
yeah,
it lets you know that, like, okay, those guys must be pretty big too. I felt like we did a good job of focusing in practice last week, which I'm glad our schedule has set up like it's set up because we had some attention getters very early in the year.
Absolutely. So this is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So I kind of asked that last question to kind of lead into this. Do you feel like being in a battle with a quality opponent, two out of the three first week? And listen, all three were quality opponents, but, you know,
Brunswick and
West Broward really stand out. How is that beneficial to your team, you know, kind of facing that adversity early?
Well, it helps when you get into those games with adversity because when you get into these region games where those are the ones that ultimately, until the power ranking becomes up fully in effect, those region games are the ones that control where they're not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And so for us, I think it's important to be in an adverse situation so that when you're in an adverse situation later in the year, you can say, hey, remember when we had a turnover against Brunswick and we had to get a stop to keep the lead? Remember when we got scored on, our defense got scored on, and the offense had to go right back out and score a touchdown to get the lead back? Like, we can look at those situations and we can lean on those in order to help the program continue to grow and get better. Because giving up a 50-yard like dagger route for a touchdown, that may happen in week 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You just never know when it's going to happen. Then you got to be able to lean on that and come back and make a play.
Say, hey, we've overcome that before.
Yep.
So one of the things that really stands out is, you know, cleaning up the pre-snap or the dead ball penalties that were tough in the first week. That was kind of the story against Brunswick. But I know your defensive coordinator, Coach Jason Thompson, and you have made that a focus. How have you been able to clean that up?
Because they
tried to get them several times.
Oh, yeah, several times.
And they held
them. I think to our coach's credit, we've made sure when we're getting a scout team look that the snap count is changed up some. Because if you don't work it, you can say all you want, watch the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
But you have to work it. That's why, you know, I know some of the neighboring neighborhoods aren't happy sometimes with the music, the volume. But it's like we have to create those game-like situations where the snap counts change, it's loud, where the band's playing, and we can kind of deal with those things. But I think that's been the biggest difference, dealing with it in practice. And then if and when they do hop off sides in practice, it is dealt with swiftly, whether that is you come out, whether that is you have some punishment after practice or right then. We have to swiftly handle those things, and I think that's been the biggest difference in those things, and even taking them out in the game. I think that's where those things have cleaned up, because I tell the time, guys, we are beyond talented. If we clean up self-inflicted wounds, it is extremely hard for people to beat us. It is, when we just don't hurt ourselves.
Yeah. That's got to be frustrating as a coach, but that's been awesome. It's been something that has really, you know, everybody's really noticed how that's gotten cleaned up. So kudos on that. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. So, Coach, your team's now competed for four straight weeks, including the Benedictine scrimmage.
Forgot about that.
You have Rebalt this Friday, then the first bye week.
Mm-hmm.
We're edging kind of ever closer to the region play. Yep. What have you learned about your team at this point?
I think that, you know, we're an explosive bunch.
Yeah.
And I mean that especially from an offensive and special teams standpoint. When you think about the offensive special teams, that which would be kick return, punt return. I think that
I can't believe anybody kicks the ball to DC.
I'm gonna record our headsets one of these days, because every time we line up, like, we look at them line up and we're like, no, they're not. Like, no way. And like Coach Tolentino would come over and be like, Coach Roland, you'd fire me. And I'm like, yes, I would. Mm. Like, it's because we look at him a lot of like, there's no way they're kicking the ball to him. Nope, not going to do it.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Are they crazy? And then it's like, look at this. And we just literally say, look at this kid. Look at this kid. Because he, it's, sometimes we block people and the scheme is great. And there's sometimes we're like, he's so, he has so much belief in himself
sure.
that he's like, nobody's tackling me. And so it is shocking to see that happen. But I found out how explosive we are as offensive, just on anything that deals with offense, you see how explosive we are.
Sure.
And I mean, you saw it Friday where the running game opened up our passing game. We hit a pump and go screen for a touchdown. We hit some timing throws. We took some deep shots. We ran zone run, inside zone run, four different ways. That hit, you see the versatility of Antoine and Jew, where they both can line up H-back or running back. They both can block. They both can catch the ball out of the backfield as an H. Like, there's so many different ways we've played sure. well that we're excited about. And so I think I've learned how explosive we are. And then on defense, I learned that we do have the ability to bow our necks where we were down there on the goal line and we held up once and took them to the fourth down to score a touchdown where we kind of just didn't have our eyes on the right receiver. Or otherwise, that would have been two goal line stops. So I felt
it was
like
a heck of a catch.
You know, yes, it was. The heck of a catch. He definitely climbed the ladder to make the catch. But I felt like, you know, we've shown explosion on both sides of the ball. We're hitting people, which is something I think took a while for us to get to last year. Yeah. And when I say hit people, like I feel like our offensive linemen are hitting people. And then on defense, we're hitting people. We're not just holding on for dear life. We're actually hitting people. And I think that's something that I've learned about us. And I just hope it continues to happen. And we continue to play with the confidence that we've played with so far.
That's awesome to hear. Something we said about the team that delivers the punch
Absolutely.
Instead of the one that takes it.
Yeah,
so.
Goodness.
So you were mentioning this briefly here. So Coach Grant Alford's offense seems to be looking more connected and just it feels more smooth every time you see it. Where do you think, though, that they can still improve?
I think we still can improve our tempo. I know some people think we go very fast.
We think about that sometimes. we've spoken with Coach Alford several times about, you know, he wants to go, and then we say times when you're obviously trying to burn some clock and do some running plays, and we think, man, that must be burning him up.
So what's great, so it happened Friday, right?
Yes,
it did. And something he warned me about, because I did it last year, where when you do go fast so much, when you try to slow down, it can throw off the rhythm a little bit of the kids, because they're not used to that. And so that's where, like, I had to truly tell the O-line, do not get set. Just stand there for right now. Because holding that stance for that long, when they aren't used to holding it for that long, it can kind of cause boredom or just, you know, just it can force some things to not go well. And that kind of happened down on the goal line. They're late in the game. We're trying to chew some clock to just make sure we bled it out as much as we could. But I think for places of improvement, just continue to clean up some stuff.
Yep.
I think you know, we gotta make sure we continue to pick up the blitz the right way. If there was something to clean up on Friday, I think it was making sure we know who's got who when they do blitz us. And I think because again, we know for sure in our first region game, Valdos is gonna blitz.
Oh yeah.
That's their calling card. So we gotta make sure that over these next 3 weeks, you know, I guess you could say 4 weeks because we don't play them for another 4 weeks. But over these next that next month, we shore up all of our blitz pickup rules, because I think that's the only way someone can kind of throw us off is if they get some free hitters that forces a bad throw or forces a quarterback fumble or whatever it may be and get us behind the chain. So that would be the place I would say we got to clean some of that up.
So tell me about that offensive line. You know, it came into the year, four of the five of them, you know, only one returning starter. How have you felt like they've kind of meshed together?
Oh, man, I thought
they looked pretty good.
I thought they meshed together really well. I mean, you know, what's crazy is, you know, at 1:30 today, Spencer Starnes goes to the doctor to more than likely get cleared. And so getting, you know, what you could argue is our best guy back, will be awesome for us. But I thought those guys have done a good job gelling together. It's off season, man. Like, it's smoother because they've had the time to get to know their coaches. They've had the time to get to know each other. They've got a ton of reps together. And I think when you're only rotating those seven that play over the course of a Friday, it allows them to get the continuity with each other and have the voice that's to my right ear and the voice that's to my left ear be the same voice all the time and not a bunch of different voices. It allows them to be comfortable and be able to play well. So, and the best part, too, is like whether it's Will, talking to Keandre about where the snap was at or where it should be, or whether it's, you know, Soup communicating with this tackle about how they're going to pick up something. That's where I think they've just gelled together with the amount of reps that they get throughout the weeks.
I love it. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You got some great nicknames on this team. I was thinking about Supers. That's Campbell, right?
That is James Campbell. Yes.
That makes perfect sense. Let's shift over to your side of the ball, Coach, mm-hmm. The defense. Man, they really seemed to show up this past Friday. X was fantastic,
yes.
I thought.
Yes.
Xavier Brown. There's a good chance that he'll be the K-Bay Player of the Week this week that Chastain and I will pick. But Kingston Melton also made some great plays. That kid, it seems like when he's locked in, could be something special. What part of this defense are you most happy with, and where do you think there's still some room?
I mean, I'll still tell you the front six. I think that what they've done the last couple weeks in the running game has been phenomenal. And that's our D-line and our three-stack and our three-stack linebackers that have done a good job for us. Obviously, like you said, when Kingston's locked in, he's as good as X.
Which
X is a phenomenal football player. And when Will Smith is locked in and knows where he's going, he's a phenomenal football player. You know, Zion Branch has done a great job in stepping in and being that mm-hmm. rotational piece for us. So when those guys are all on the same page, man, and they're filling those gaps and they're playing with confidence, we're a phenomenal defense. I think the place we have to continue to improve is when we get put into 50-50 ball situations, or we get into those one-on-one situations where it's trips to one side and there's the man, the other team's best receiver backside. We got to do a much better job of challenging him and being okay pressing up and making a play and not playing passive. That's where I think, you know, our biggest improvement's going to come, because we can't always schematically provide help to a corner in a one-on-one situation. We're going to eventually have to make a play on that single receiver side. And I think when we make a play on the single receiver side, that's when the door will be totally open for our defense to really, really, really start to rally around and have fun and do all the crazy, funky blitzes that you can do out of a stacked defense. But I think the best part has been how well we've played the run, because we know as time goes, like last year, you know, it was funny. Vados threw the ball a ton.
Yeah.
And then when we got in region play, they ran it all over.
They just ran it.
You know, we got in the Colquitt game last year, and they ran the ball 42 or 45 times. I never thought I would beg somebody to throw the ball. Just please throw it. So I think as time continues to go, that's going to be the ultimate test. We got to continue to be able to bow our necks in the running game.
All right, last question regarding West Broad. What's the biggest takeaway you want your team to carry forward from Friday's victory?
I want them to take forward that the kids that they played on Friday are as good as anybody else they'll play the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we can't allow the jersey that someone wears to make us play differently. Because those kids at skill players will start anywhere in our region,
at
any school outside of the schools that have committed kids like Buford and Grayson, all their skill kids are committed somewhere. But those kids, both those DBs that are four or five stars, the receivers, like those offensive linemen, like there's everybody would take three of those offensive linemen.
Yes.
One of them's an FAU commit. The other two guys have, you know, some other group of five offers. Everybody would take those kids. So I want our kids to take from is that they beat a team the same as a nationally ranked team.
Yeah.
And maybe dominate it even more. Because I think I know they had more total yardage than against Corner Can they had against us. And so, you know,
that's pretty awesome.
We have to take that and let that resonate. It's time for us to start believing we're as good as what some of our stats show that we are.
And I think they scored more on Canyon too, didn't they?
They scored 17. Scored 17 on them, and we owe them 13. So definitely something for us to be proud of.
All right. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior, injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Lightforce high-intensity laser therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmind Diamonds or Labmind Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. Goodness. Let's turn our attention to this Friday's opponent, Coach. The Rebalt Trojans come into town from Jacksonville, so a little bit closer opponent. They're 0-2 on the season after losses, I think, to Fletcher and Andrew Jackson. I was looking up yesterday. You know, last year, your team beat them pretty handily. 62-6 was the score last year. We talked a little bit about, you know, focusing on you and not what's in front of you. What, you know, what kind of opponent are you expecting? And, you know, how do you keep your team focused?
So, this is one of those times where you it's the worst kind because they're 0-2. They're desperate for a win. It's a Rebalt's a school of rich tradition. They've had a lot of good players. Obviously, the rules in Florida.
They just rebuilt the school.
Just rebuilt the school. They've got a beautiful. Yes. I'm ready to change the color of our end zones because they've got nice Columbia blue end zones. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Turf they have there. So they're trying to rebuild it. You know, I think the rules of Florida, where you can transfer where you want to go, has hurt them a lot. And so they're going to be desperate for a win, and that means now fake punts, onside kicks, going for it on fourth down. You know, all those things, blitzing all out, you know, which they have skilled kids. So blitzing all out, when you have skilled kids that have confidence, they think they can play man-to-man against anybody.
Right.
And so you have to kind of be prepared for the desperation. And that's where you want our kids to stay hungry. So I'm glad it's senior night because our seniors that will be out there playing aren't going to want to lose on senior night. And so that's one good thing that I think bodes well for us that we have to hold true to. And like you said, the biggest part of staying, you know, you don't want to take a step back. You don't want to look as good as you looked last week against the program and team like West Broward.
Sure.
And then you come out here and lay an egg where you win by the same kind of score and you played a team that, quote unquote, isn't as good as the team you just played. So we got to do a good job of being ready for that.
All right. So just from some study, who or what should we be looking for them? Like what do they run? What type of stuff do they do?
They're going to be a wide open offense. Yeah. You know, I would be surprised if they put the H-backs back there just because I think when you look at where success has come from against us, it hasn't necessarily been from sets like that unless you're getting those kind of sets to take a shot. Now, if you're doing it to max protect and take a one-on-one outside, I think that's something they're capable of doing. I think when they look at film, they're going to try to, you know, probably get the ball out on the edge in the running game and then be able to and just take some shots. If I were them, that's what I would do. You know, when you look at the rosters, I wouldn't try to, you know, have this long elaborate pass game because our defensive line should win, right? They should win up front, so quarterbacks have to get rid of the ball. So I'm expecting, you know, people should expect them to be out there in 4 and 5 wide and try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly.
What about defense? Are they a stacked defense too?
Defensively, they're 4-2, just like West Broward.
Okay.
I think they may blitz a little bit more. And again, watching film, if you're going to say, how can we try to hurt Camden, it would be to try to blitz because that's when West Broward had a lot of most of their success. I think the kid number 50 for West Broward, who's a 2- or 3-star kid, he had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Being active.
Several hurries, yeah.
Right. So I think, you know, they'll try to figure out ways to create pressure. And they'll be a 4-2, which I always tell everybody, when we say 4-2, that's really your old school 4-4. It's just those two outside backers are now nickel kids that play DB because of how football has changed.
Absolutely. All right, this is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So it wasn't quite as hot last Friday, and we didn't see as much cramping as we'd seen in the previous games. Did y'all come away pretty healthy? And how's the overall health of the team?
Doing pretty good. You know, you obviously, it was funny, I told some kids yesterday and today, I saw them in the terms like, Jesus, West Broad beat y'all up that bad? So, but we just normal aches and pains. Yeah. No one's out. We had a couple. We actually have a couple JV kids that had some things happen that it's gonna mess up some of the depth down in the developmental level. But on varsity, we're all good to go. Keeping our hands together in prayer that this week we'll get some great news regarding Parks.
Yeah.
You know, our captain and Spencer, both those guys have appointments this week to possibly get cleared for to start to practice again. So hopefully we're getting healthy at the right time and be able to continue going. But all in all, we're in good health right now.
Speaking of Parks, it's good to see him. We'd watch him down on the sidelines. Oh, yeah. Is engaged and involved and everything.
Yeah. He's
he looks like another coach out there.
He's because he knows when we when he comes back, he's got some capability to do some things in the Rhino.
Yeah.
So he's already drawn up some things that he wants me to utilize, and he's done a good job of giving Coach Alfred some different things, and he's been a godsend for Will at quarterback.
Sure.
Because Parks having gone through it, Parks knowing the system, he's been Coach Alford's voice for Will on the sideline. His interaction with Will, his interaction with the entire offense has been great for us because he's been so engaged with everything that's going on. He's able to help in a tremendous way. I have to make him stay out of the way, but so he doesn't get rolled up on that scooter. But he's been done a great job of leading for us.
So the benefits of the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium are undeniable.
Yep.
We've had great crowds every Friday. Absolutely. So far. It's been fantastic. Seems like it was even better this year than the last year with that. What are kind of some of the pros and cons of playing so many straight home games? Like, we don't take our first road trip for another month, October 3rd, when we head up to the new facility at Richmond Hill.
I think the pros are obviously you fatten your program's pockets.
Sure, sure.
I think obviously and just the routine of it. The biggest con is just that you don't get practice in preparing for a non-region game.
Right.
Until you go to play a region game. And so I think that's one of the hardest parts. You don't get to practice going on the road for a region game. This is a schedule that I walked into, unfortunately, and it kind of flipped on its head majorly.
Are done years in advance, right?
Yeah, it's because when the region alignments get announced for next year, sometime soon, we'll have to start working on the next 2-year cycle, and so we'll do a much better job of setting that up. Because and that came up in one of our quarterback club meetings. One of the dads was like, what's our plan to kind of rectify that? And I say, honestly, that'll be the difference in making sure that we figure out ways to kind of not be home for, six straight games.
Mm-hmm.
And when you added the preseason game, that made seven.
And then the bye week, that's and 8 weeks before you go on the road. 8 weeks
before
you
even go anywhere. So, and then what's crazy is the Richmond Hill trip isn't that long.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the last two games, those are your 3-hour, 2.5-hour trips.
And then trip,
right.
I think.
And
yeah.
So, the only thing we can do is when we get into this next cycle, make some way. And we've already got a couple of early agreements with some people to go on the road. We have to make sure we take care of the Brunswick game first because that's our natural rival, and we don't want to lose that environment
ever.
Yeah,
it's good for the area.
Right, good for the area. Good for the kids love it.
Yeah.
The families love it. So we don't ever want to lose that game. But we'll continue to play that game. But we've got to make sure that we, get some things going. So we're excited about all the different opportunities. Got a couple of Florida schools that we've talked to that offer some good atmospheres. I know people up here have been clamoring for us to go to Daytona.
It'll be
some fun. We got some fun things kind of come down the pipe to get those things prepared for the next 2-year cycle.
Awesome, Coach. I can't wait to see you out on the field this Friday. And as always, thank you for giving me some time out of your schedule today. Can't wait to see this team again in a couple of days. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.